You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded flat at 21,845, indicating lackluster opening. For domestic indices, NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Tuesday. Previously, on Monday, the NSE Nifty 50 gained 10.50 points or 0.05% to settle at 21,741.90, while the BSE Sensex ended higher by 31.68 points or 0.04% to 72,271.94. The stocks to keep an eye out on are LIC, Hindustan Unilever, Nestle India, Tata Motors, SJVN, Coal India, BHEL, Gensol Engineering, Religare, among others. Up next, transactions through the Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, rose 54% year-on-year to touch 12 billion in December, data from the National Payments Corporation of India showed. It had jumped nearly 54% year-on-year to 11.2 billion in November. Transaction value on the platform rose 42.2% to rupees 18.2 trillion in December. It had gone up 46.1% to rupees 17.4 trillion in November. In 2023, UPI transaction volume surged 58.8% year-on-year to 117.6 billion. In terms of value, it rose 45.2% to rupees 182.9 trillion. The growth in UPI transactions was aided by innovations like UPI ATMs, making cash withdrawals cardless and convenient. Moving on, having moved upward during 2023, fixed deposit rates of the banks are unlikely to rise in the current year. Easing of liquidity tightness in the banking system in the coming months and expectations of a repo rate cut by the Reserve Bank of India in the middle of this year will prompt lenders to apply brakes on any further hike in fixed deposit rates. The upward movement of FD rates last year was mainly driven by a series of repo rate hikes by the RBI, which started in May 2022. After raising the repo rate by 250 basis points since May 2022, the central bank has not hiked its policy rate since February 2023. In another development, the National Highways Authority of India has initiated another round of monetization of its assets by calling for bids for 375-kilometer-long pre-highway stretches in the states of Telangana and Tamil Nadu. The monetization will be done through toll-operate transfer model. Two highway stretches in Telangana have been bundled together in TOT Bundle 16, while one highway is part of Bundle 15. Earlier this month, NHAI had raised rupees 9,384 crore by monetizing 273 kilometers of highways through TOT. Highways in TOT Bundle 13 and Bundle 14 were monetized in that round. Two highway stretches, totaling 251 kilometers on the Hyderabad-Nagpur corridor in Telangana, have been offered to private bidders in Bundle 16. Meanwhile, quick commerce unicorn Zepto is on track to reach a $1 billion run rate in annualized sales value within the next couple of quarters, its co-founder and chief executive officer Adit Palicha said in a LinkedIn post. The company has improved its earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, EBITDA, as a percentage of sales by 44% in CY23 compared to the preceding 12 months. In FY23, the company's losses widened to Rs. 1,272 crore from Rs. 390 crore in FY22, while revenue surged 14 times. For comparison, rival Zomato-owned Blinkit hit $1 billion cross-order value run rate early in 2023, and per HSBC, the company is well on track to hit $2 billion in GOV run rate by FY25. In other news, just a couple of months after sending transfer notices to about 2,000 employees, Tata Consultancy Services has allegedly stopped paying salaries to more than 900 of them for declining to abide by the company's policies. The development has come to light in the wake of the Maharashtra Labour Department issuing a notice summoning the company's officials over the unexplained transfers. FE spoke to about 30 employees from TCS on Google Meet who complained they haven't been given any specific project in the locations they were supposed to move to. Some of the employees were paid only Rs. 6,000 for the month of December because they were not able to fill the timesheet on the company portal, Ultimatix. The firm has blocked their access to the portal, they said. Lastly, Coal India Limited has lined up massive plans to ramp up its mining capacity, while also roping in the private players in a big way as mine development operators. The state-run miner, which reported elevated capex consistently over the last several years, will keep the pace in the coming years as well, with greater focus on coal transportation infrastructure that will help cut costs and improve margins. The capex plan is in sync with the government's strategy to slash import reliance for the fuel and limit inward shipments of the fuel to only those fuel varieties that aren't domestically available. Chairman and Managing Director P.M. Prasad says the company has no plans to raise prices to the thermal power section in the current financial year, even as e-auction premium has fallen off late. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.